About 35 years ago, I got obsessed with a simple question. What makes the difference in the quality of people's lives? What makes some people leaders and other people followers? What makes most people talk about a dream and never follow through, and other people, just a small percentage, kick ass, take names, you can throw any obstacle at them, they find a way to break through. So it made me obsessed to want to know why people's lives turn out so differently. And my first answer, growing up poor with no great role models, was, well, some people are just lucky. They grew up in a family where everybody loves each other and they stay together. Some people are lucky. They grew up in a family with lots of money, so they have resources to travel and learn and expand and do whatever they want. And as much as I wanted to believe that story, that they had a better family, when you pay attention and you're even slightly honest with yourself, that story doesn't hold up, does it? Because when you look around, what happens to people that were truly given everything and they don't have to work for it? Majority of those people don't build any muscle. They're not hungry because everything was given to them, so they don't have any hunger that could give them drive. Which, if you ask me, Tony, what's the single most important key to success above anything else? It's not talent, it's not skill, it's hunger. If you get enough hunger going in you for an answer, you'll find the answer. If you get a hunger enough inside of you that says, I gotta take things to a next level, I gotta achieve, I gotta make a difference, I gotta expand, you will find the answer. People's intelligence will expand if they got enough hunger. But if you got everything and you're not hungry, you're not gonna have much. The majority of people that are given everything, you find them living in rehab. They've been given everything else and they're going in and out of rehab for drugs or alcohol or something else. And then you find these people that life seems to have stepped on. You know the kind of people I'm talking about? Life has kicked them in the face. They've experienced tremendous injustice. Nothing has been fair to them. They've been abused mentally, emotionally, sexually, spiritually, whatever. And very often, those are the very people that most of us are inspired by, who achieve levels that most people never dream about and who touch society. Because most people think biography is destiny. What you've been through determines who you are. And most of us, if we're not succeeding, can tell everybody the stories of why we're in that place. But it's much more fun to tell people where you are today in spite of what happened in your life. That's a much more interesting story, isn't it? Whatever story you're being told about the economy, whatever story you're being told around you, you have to be so aware not to buy into a limiting story. Either someone else telling you that or you telling yourself that. And I'll tell you something, it's gotten worse as the years gone by. If you and I are gonna be successful, we're never gonna get it by blaming somebody else, including God. People say, I'm poor because God wanted me poor. I'm fat because God got me fat. It's not God's fault. So what I'm suggesting to you is you and I have to come up with a better story, a story that can make things work. So now I want you to tell me the truth on something here. Tell me right now, who here in this room has ever failed to accomplish something that really mattered to you? We all know we failed at some point. When you failed in the past, why did you fail? And this is where you hear people's story. Remember why I'm telling you this? Because I want to tell you right now, you might write down something. Change your story, change your life. We all have a story about why we are where we are. If you're not where you want to be in your life, in some area, like maybe your body's great, but your finances aren't, or your finance is great, but your relationship sucks, the bottom line is, you've got a story why it's that way. And the story we tell ourselves protects us from pain. It gives us a reason why it's not our fault or it's gonna be okay in the future. But the story that protects you also imprisons you. It keeps you from changing your life. So in order to create a change in your life, you really truly gotta change your story. You gotta shift your story. You gotta find a story that's gonna empower you, a story that's gonna strengthen you, a story that'll push you beyond anything you've ever done in the past. So the story most people have, didn't have the money, didn't have enough time, didn't have the right resources, didn't know the right people, didn't have the right contacts, didn't have the technology. Some people said we had a lousy leader. The leader said I had lousy people. Right? Isn't this stuff that people tell you? I would submit to you, you've all told me the reason you failed is you didn't have the resources. Time is a resource. Money is a resource. Technology is a resource. Knowing the right people is a resource. Here's my experience working with the most successful people on the face of the planet, athletes, presidents of the United States, multi-billionaires. Here's what I know from them. Resources are never the real problem. A lack of resourcefulness is the real problem. What I mean by that is very simple. The ultimate resource is human emotion. What starts wars? Is it logic? What makes you get married or get divorced? It's emotion. What will make you stay up all night, work to build your business? Emotion. What will make you give up? Emotion. If you don't master your emotion, if you don't become resourceful, then you're going to think the problem is resources. Because I'm here to tell you, every great person I know didn't have the resources, but they got them because they're resourceful. If you're creative enough, creativity is an emotional resource. Can you find an answer to the problem, yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it, yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you, yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do, yes or no? See, the ultimate resource is resourcefulness. And guess what? The truth is, I don't care where you are today. I don't care if you're totally broke and getting here was a huge stretch for you. If you can find the hunger inside of you and you can remember, I don't need resources, I need resourcefulness, that'll get me the resources, then anything you dream about, you can make real. But the minute you forget that and you come up with a story that goes, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do it, it's too far away, that's what's gonna kill you. Change your story, change your life. And we all have a story because we're afraid, all of us, to fail. We're afraid to not look good. We're afraid to be disappointed. We're afraid to get our hopes up. But the only way that you get courage, courage means you're afraid, but you do it anyway. It's not courage if you're not scared. What you're capable of is amazing. What most people will do is disappointing. It has nothing to do with the content of what needs to be done. It's everything to do with the mastery of your own states. So here's what I believe. My passion is not just get up and talk. My passion is get people to rewire themselves. How many came here for some breakthroughs? A breakthrough means a new quality of life where things that were impossible are possible. So let me give you three keys to a breakthrough. Any one of these three can give you a breakthrough, but if you do all three of these, you're gonna have an extraordinary breakthrough. However, if you have the wrong strategy, you're guaranteed failure, even if you're motivated and driven and excited. Is that fair to say? So if you have the wrong strategy, it's not gonna work. So let me give you three things in reverse order of importance, okay? Reverse order, least important first. If you want a breakthrough, one of the things that give you a breakthrough is a strategy. A new strategy could change everything. A new way to do something. If you come up with the right strategy, it could save you a decade. It could save you 5 years. And what I wanna do in just this short little time I have with you is see if I can give you some strategies that'll give you breakthroughs in whatever you wanna go after. Some real quick strategies that really work. What is a strategy? It's a specific way to do something that if you do it that way, you get the result every time. Think about a strategy like a recipe. But I know something about strategies. You can give someone the perfect strategy and they can still not do it. Strategy without the next two is basically worthless in my experience. You have to do the right thing at the right time. That's why, my friends, I'm a student of seasons. That's why you have to understand and become so incredibly bright and aware as to what's really going on. So when someone tells you the strategy, you go, is that really right now? Because they'll show you a strategy that worked. The question is it working now? You want someone who's done it and is doing it. People go to psychiatrists all the time that are taking antidepressants for their depression and they wonder why they don't get better. I'm telling you, if you're gonna get a strategy, you better get somebody who's doing it. Someone's getting results. So what's the second thing? The second element, though, that affects whether you're gonna use the strategy or not is the story you tell yourself. People's stories are often true, but they're not effective. And what does the story do? It kills your hunger, it kills your drive, it gives you a reason not to face the discomfort. The problem with getting out of pain is it takes away the purpose of drive. If your story is, I don't have the resources, that story is gonna kill your future. If your story is, I can get any resource I want if I find a way to add enough what? Value to other people's lives, then you can get the resources. Give up the story that limits you. Third key, the most important key, and that is you need the right state. How many of you in this room can remember a time when you got really angry at somebody? Do you ever notice when you're really angry at somebody, suddenly you remember everything they've ever done? Because when you go in that angry state, it makes you take the parts of your brain that relate to a story that supports that state. On the opposite, how many of you in this room can remember a time in your life when you fell head over heels in love with someone? In the beginning of a relationship, when you love somebody, what will you do for them when you love somebody? What will you do? Anything. If you do what you did in the beginning of the relationship, in the end of the relationship, then there won't be an end. That's the difference in state, isn't it? Because when you go in a different state, you come up with a different story about your partner, and then you use different strategies that aren't very good. If you're in a great state, great story, great strategies, you tend to maximize. Simple business strategies where if you don't know the strategy, ignorance is not bliss, ignorance is poverty, ignorance is pain. And the way I got those strategies is I'm willing to fly anywhere, do anything, spend any amount of money, because I knew the value of the strategy. But all that still would have been worthless if I didn't apply it. What got me to apply it was the right story in the right state. If you want to change your story, first thing you're going to do is change your state.